Hi, this is Renee Cremeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use. One day I'm walking down my block.
Welcome to this week's edition of Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Karen Fazio, the dog super nanny and owner of My Best Friend Dog Training in Keyport, New Jersey.
And I'm your host, Renee Cremeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer.
If you're listening to our show for the first time today and you live with and love dogs, you've just tuned into the best talk show in South Jersey that is devoted entirely to our favorite companion pet. Thursday in the Doghouse airs every Thursday morning from 10 to 10:30 right here on WNJC 1360 AM. We discuss everything and anything that concerns you and your dogs, such as dog behavior and training, canine care and health issues as a whole, and a lot more. We interview experts in the field who are the best of the best. So if you like learning new things about your dogs that can enhance your relationship with them, be sure to stay tuned this morning and tune in again each week. Renee and I hope you enjoyed your great Thanksgiving holiday. I know I did. But the truth be told, some dogs really wound up getting pretty sick this year from eating the leftovers from some of the foods that we enjoyed ourselves. Our guest today is Lucy Postens. Lucy holds a bachelor's degree with honors in equine and business studies from Morton Morell College of Agriculture in Warwickshire, England. Equine, by the way, is horse studies. She continuously nurtures an interest in nutrition as a cornerstone of holistic health, and by her passion for food, animals, and the environment, and disillusioned by the ingredients and production methods of commercial pet foods, Lucy worked tirelessly in her own kitchen to develop quality food for her puppy, Mosey. 8 years later, she founded her business, The Honest Kitchen, and now distributes her products on a national level and even ships them overseas. Lucy wants to tell you what foods should never be fed to our canine companions, especially during this holiday season, but more importantly, she'll be able to share what we can give our canine companions. We'll talk to Lucy in just a minute, but first I'd like Renee to be able to tell you what services she offers in the South Jersey area as a professional dog trainer and certified behavior consultant.
Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Renee Cremeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com.
Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. This morning we're going to speak with Lucy Postens about canine nutrition, and that's one of the most mystifying subjects in the dog world. Nobody knows really anything about nutrition, but we do have an expert, and I'd like to welcome Lucy this morning. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome, Lucy.
Renee, do you want to ask Lucy the first question?
Sure. Lucy, what inspired you to create the Honest Kitchen? And give us a little detail about what that is.
Sure, yeah. The Honest Kitchen is a line of dehydrated whole foods for dogs and cats. And I actually started the company in my own kitchen back in 2002. I was feeding my Rhodesian Ridgeback puppy, Mosey, a fresh raw food diet.
Right.
And I really enjoyed making it for him, and I loved the results in terms of his good health eating whole foods. But I just found it a little bit time-consuming and messy to prepare, and I ended up throwing away a lot of our own human food to make space in my freezer for all the ingredients for the dog food.
Mm-hmm.
So I just began thinking about ways to try and continue feeding whole food, but make it a little bit simpler and more convenient to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where the idea for dehydrated food came from. Just simply removing the moisture from the raw ingredients and leaving everything else intact.
Wonderful.
Were you dehydrating the food when you were making it in your kitchen?
I didn't dehydrate myself. I basically created the recipes, and then I found a human food producer here in California to actually produce my recipes for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I began distributing them from my house. It was just literally a small home-based business. And over the last nearly a decade now, it's just been over 9 years, we're now up to about 18 employees, and we have a big distribution center over in Kentucky. Our food's are produced now in the Chicago area. They
mm-hmm.
still always have been and still are made in a human food facility. So they're made right alongside things like breakfast cereals and bakery mixes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a much higher quality standard compared with a pet food rendering plant.
I see.
What kind of foods are, what kind of ingredients are in the Honest Kitchen line?
We use a really wide array of ingredients, and everything that we use is selected directly from the human food chain. So the meats that we use are free-range chicken,
mm-hmm.
grass-fed, hormone-free beef, cage-free turkey, and wild line-caught Icelandic haddock. Those are our main protein sources. We also use eggs, celery, zucchini, spinach, carrots, sweet potatoes, cranberries, papaya, white potatoes, just a really wide array of whole foods.
Are there any grains in your food?
We have a number of grain-free recipes. Most of our recipes actually are grain-free.
Mm-hmm.
We have one recipe with quinoa, which is an ancient grain from Bolivia. It's actually a seed, really, not a grain. And then we do use organic oats in two of our recipes and organic rye in one of the recipes.
Wow.
That's interesting. So
This question comes up a lot, and, you know, you hear this a lot on television commercials for, you know, commercial brand dog foods, you know, a balanced diet. But, you know, few of us really even know what a balanced diet is. And, you know, what is exactly a balanced diet?
For dogs.
It is actually very difficult to define, and it's a great point that you make. I think our industry in the United States, the pet food industry, is regulated at a state level by the different departments of agriculture, and the vast majority of departments of agriculture will require a pet food to be formulated to meet the AFCO nutrient profiles, and
mm-hmm.
AFCO stands for the Association of American Feed Control Officials. So AFCO basically they're not a government body per se, they're not a regulatory body, they're actually sort of a corporation, but they devise nutritional profiles, so they state how much protein and calcium, phosphorus, sodium, magnesium, and a number of other things, up to 22 nutrients. They define how much of each nutrient a dog or cat should have each day,
mm-hmm.
and then we're required to formulate our foods to meet those profiles. That said, the AFCO profiles are pretty different in many regards from the NRC, the Nutrient Research Council nutritional requirements, and a lot of holistic vets really don't hold AFCO in very high regard. So
mm-hmm.
as long as you meet, it is at least a benchmark, and as long as you meet the AFCO profile at a bare minimum, our goal is always to exceed and to formulate our foods according to what we truly think a dog needs, not just meet the bare minimum AFCO profile.
Lucy, I have a question. How do you compare the type of food that you create versus the commercial pet food? Are you totally against kibble? Are you totally against a lot of the ingredients that are put into commercial dog foods?
I don't like to say totally against.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody has different means and different schedules and different abilities to prepare a food.
Mm-hmm.
I am a big proponent of the fact that dogs and cats should be able to eat and enjoy a whole food, minimally processed diet, just as many people do. And I think I like to use the analogy that feeding something like Modest Kitchen or even a home-prepared diet is the equivalent of doing something like a fresh food smoothie, like a Jamba Juice,
mm-hmm.
and a highly processed kibble that's being extruded and produced under extreme heat and pressure is more akin to something like a heavily processed hot dog.
Mm-hmm. So it's like empty calories,
every
really.
Single day. Sorry?
So it's almost like empty calories.
Exactly, yeah, and I think the way that these kibbles are processed, they're so dry, and an animal really needs to have some of its moisture come from the food directly. And when you're consuming just dry, basically pellets, it's like eating Cheerios for every meal of every day without the milk.
That's pretty boring.
The digestive system of the dog requires moisture in order to digest the food properly. And so when you're eating a purely dry food, it's actually robbing moisture from the rest of the body to bring it into the digestive tract to digest the kibble.
Mm.
And that's why I think a lot of animals in this country are so prone to urinary tract problems and kidney issues.
And not to mention bloat. I mean, you know, especially if you have like a Great Dane or a German Shepherd, you know, and they eat large amounts of, you know, dry kibble and they follow it up with water, or, you know, they run around outside, you know, you can have a real problem there.
That's right, yeah. And our food, the Honest Kitchen's foods and other dehydrated and freeze-dried products, you actually hydrate them before you serve. So our food will actually swell up in the dog's bowl before you even serve it to it.
Right.
So there's no way that it can swell up any further inside the stomach.
Lucy,
you're exactly right. With kibble, that really is problematic.
Lucy, when you prepare your foods, are they raw or do you cook them and then dehydrate them?
All of our meats and the eggs and fish are basically, they're very gently steamed before they're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So that steaming process kills any pathogens that might be present.
Okay.
And then they go through the drying process and end up as a dry product.
Mm-hmm.
All of our vegetables and fruits are actually dehydrated below 104 degrees. And so essentially those are still considered raw after the dehydration's complete.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you rehydrate the food, those little pieces of chopped up apple and zucchini and celery, they really resemble fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh raw
mm-hmm.
produce.
Okay. Interesting.
You know, earlier, when we first had you on, we were talking about, you know, when we were introducing you, we were talking about Thanksgiving and, you know, some dogs might have gotten sick this year from eating table scraps. And we had discussed just recently about, you know, home cooking meals. But, you know, there's a great mystery surrounding, you know, what's good for a dog, you know. And we know chocolate's bad. We know some of these things are not good for our dogs. But, you know, there's some things like avocado is not good for a dog. We know fresh garlic's not good. So, you know, can you maybe, you know, share with our audience what table scraps would be healthy for our dogs? Because we do have a whole bunch of more holidays coming up. And I think it would be really great for our audience to know, you know, what they can safely give to their pet and you know, not have them get sick.
Yeah, I think the first thing to stress, everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people come to us when we're doing events and things and say, oh, they're so proud because they say, oh, my dog never gets people food, and that it's something that they feel proud of because a lot of people have been sort of conditioned by their vet, by the big commercial food producer, not to feed table scraps. But that's not a belief that we hold at The Honest Kitchen. We really feel like pets can benefit from real people food in moderation,
mm-hmm.
Mixed in with their regular diet. So things like the holiday meats, things like turkey and prime rib and other meats, small amounts of ham, as long as they're not loaded with chemical preservatives and too much sodium, those can be fed in moderation. The thing you would want to avoid is too much gristle and excessive amounts of fat, because those can lead to pancreatitis if you feed them in excess.
Mm-hmm.
The key thing with meat is not to feed any type of cooked bone. raw meat marrow bones are fine. Though that's basically the shin bone from a cow, and you can buy those at a butcher or a grocery store. But we do not recommend feeding any type of cooked bones, because those can really splinter in the GI tract and cause terrible problems. Other holiday foods that we love to recommend are green bean casserole. You can feed a small amount of that, and if it's served with a light, a creamy sauce, that would be fine in a small amount, but we definitely avoid the onion topping because onion is toxic to pets, can cause a type of anemia. Sweet potatoes, again, are a wonderful source of beta-carotene, and they're really a good source of fiber and extra nutrition. If you're serving those to your dog, I would recommend setting aside a small amount before you start drizzling on the extra oil and maple syrup or marshmallows and pecans and other things that people like to put on that. Cranberries are a fantastic source of natural vitamins. They're rich in vitamin C. They also have a compound in them which can help to prevent bacteria from adhering to the bladder wall. So they're really great for animals who are prone to urinary tract infections. That said, I'd recommend not feeding the sweetened cranberry jelly. You want to try and just do the fresh cranberries if you can. Pumpkin and squash are another good source of fiber and beta carotene. If you're going to make a soup or some other type of a dish made with pumpkin or squash, you can just set aside a small amount and just steam it and add it directly to your dog or cat's food.
And we would want our audience
to greens, like
I'm sorry. I was just wanting to interject real quick to let our audience know that if you're going to feed pumpkin, it's best to feed fresh pumpkin that's been boiled, or you can buy canned pumpkin, but just buy fresh canned pumpkin. Don't buy pumpkin pie mix, because pumpkin pie mix has nutmeg in it and different spices that aren't healthy for our dogs. So we want to make sure that if they do give them that it's a pure pumpkin mash.
Girls, I have to interject here. We have to take a little commercial break to let our audience know who we are, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you the owner of a fearful or aggressive dog and don't know where to turn? Have you called other trainers and they've turned you down because they don't want to deal with an aggression case? Then My Best Friend Dog Training and its special service, the Dog Super Nanny, is maybe just what you're looking for. We do in-home private consultations. We're located in Keyport, New Jersey, and we do travel. Our phone number is 732-533-9376, and our website is mybestfrienddogschool.com. We are positive-based trainers and don't use physical punishment or fear as a way to motivate your dog. We use games and fun as a way to do that, and we also help you during the whole process. So give us a call. We're here for you. 732-533-9376.
Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse, a radio talk show all about dogs. If you love dogs, you're listening to the right program. We are talking with Lucy Postens, who has founded her own The Honest Kitchen. She is very educated about diet for animals, and it is it's a subject that most of us aren't aware of. We really need to watch what we're feeding our dogs, and that's what Lucy is talking to us about. So, Lucy, going back to holiday meals, you're saying that a little bit of turkey, a little bit of ham, as long as it doesn't have a whole lot of chemical processing in it, is okay to feed the dog. Is there anything on the Thanksgiving plate or the Christmas plate that we have to be very careful of not giving to our dogs? Because we have children sitting around, and they love to feed dogs that are sitting around the table begging. A lot of these dogs get sick, so help us out here.
That's right. Yeah, I think that the main foods, the holiday foods to avoid would be things like stuffing and corn pudding, because they tend to have onions, and sometimes they've got raisins or bread and cornmeal, which really aren't that nutritious. They can cause problems for dogs. The corn in particular can cause GI upset, ear infections, and the onion toxic, as we discussed earlier. Desserts. Cheeses are definitely not really sensible for a dog to eat. I think, a small little bit of cheddar cheese is fine, but we definitely don't want to feed lots of the soft cheese and sugary desserts. Particularly chocolate, of course, should be avoided. The relishes and pickles and rich sauces with cream and wine are obviously not good for a dog to eat. They've got a lot of heavy spices and sugar and onions and other things. And then the other generalized foods would be grape raisins. You know, a lot of people have grapes out with the cheese, or raisins are present in other dishes. And a big one is xylitol, which is actually a sweetener that's present in a lot of sugar-free gums and candies. A lot of people have bowls of candy out over the holidays, and xylitol is hugely problematic. It can be fatal, even in small amounts, if a dog eats that.
Mm-hmm. You know, so far we've been talking about, you know, whole foods. I mean, you know, foods that we're eating at the dinner table. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of foods that are laying around the house, chips and candy and stuff like that. I mean, popcorn. I know this is a crazy question, but what junk food would be healthy for your dog, and what junk food should we strictly avoid?
Boy, that's a big question.
Junk food should be avoided generally, and I think, you know, if you've got getting over for the holidays, I think sometimes it's better just to have kind of a no table scraps rule for the dog as far as your guests are concerned, because it's difficult for a host to be able to try and train the guest on what the dog can and can't have. So
Right. Sometimes
just no scraps or no feeding from the table is a better rule to have. I think, you know, a tiny bit of popcorn, you know, if it falls on the floor, if you want to give one or two little pieces, it's going to be the end of the world. But as a general rule, you just want to avoid those things like chips and candies and salty, sugary foods. So just generally, they're just not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog, you know, we think of those foods as a treat for ourselves. The dog's going to even see a little piece of ham or turkey as much of a treat as a potato chip. So it's better to give them something healthy that they still will really enjoy compared to giving them something that's loaded up with salt.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe a suggestion for families with kids might be to put the people food out, the people junk food, and maybe have a separate bowl that's just for dogs. Maybe like one
filled with
like carrots or little pieces of meatballs or something that the kids can feed the dog. I mean, obviously we wouldn't feed the dog a meal that day because they'd be getting lots of junk food. But, you know, at least the kids have an outlet. Because kids love to see dogs eat. It doesn't matter what they're eating. They just like the fact that the dog takes food from their hand. So maybe a solution might be to put call it the healthy, you know, dog food bowl and allow the kids to feed the dog that.
Yeah.
And maybe we could even put the Honest Kitchen in there.
Yes. Or just some healthy dog cookies. I mean, we have, I have a recipe book of meals that you can actually prepare for and share with your dog, and a number of treat recipes in there that use the Honest Kitchen as base, and you can make up little bite-sized treats, and those are wonderful because you can create them from scratch yourself. Your kids can help to make them. I have two daughters who are 7 and 5, and they love to help make dog treats and give those. But I also train my kids that they may not give my dogs anything unless they ask me first. Even if it's
that's a definite rule. Has to be.
We have a rule that we don't treat during meal times. We wait till the end.
Mm-hmm.
Reenie, I know that you're a proponent of the raw food diet. I know this next question you're going to want to ask Lucy.
Okay. I can't say I'm a proponent of the raw food diet, Karen.
I
fed my border collie a raw food diet for about 6 months because he had tons of allergies, lots of digestive issues, and actually my current dog has the same problem, but the raw food diet did not help him one iota. So every dog is an individual. It doesn't mean that the raw food diet isn't good. It just didn't help my dog. I have given the soup bones that Lucy was talking about, the marrow bones. I did give that a lot to my border collie. The little dog that I have now, he's got digestive issues, and I have just been trying one thing after another. He's currently on a no-grain kibble. I'm so glad to have found the Honest Kitchen, to be honest with you, Lucy, because I may just order some food from you. My homeopathic vet would like to see my dog be put on a raw food diet, or a natural food diet, and I'd like to kind of see what you've got there. But the kibble just isn't working for him. I can honestly tell you that. So unless I get something really good that's going to prevent vomiting and diarrhea and things like that, I'm kind of constantly doing research. So you may have come to my life at just the right time. Lucy, tell us a little bit about how we can order your foods, and would you recommend specific foods for specific breeds?
Well, the first part of the question is we have about 3,000 resellers nationwide that carry The Honest Kitchen, and you can go directly to our website, which is www.thehonestkitchen.com, and put in your zip code, click on the store locator, type in your zip code, and it will give you a list of all the stores in your area. If there is store nearby, you can always suggest one to us and we can send them information, and you can order directly from us online as well.
Okay.
We don't typically tend to pigeonhole our foods by breed or by age. We're not one of those companies that says, oh, your dog just turned 7, now you need to switch them to the senior diet.
Mm-hmm.
We really believe, you know, in a holistic approach, and every animal is an individual. If you're really struggling with allergies and food sensitivities that can manifest itching skin and ear infections and this chronic GI upset, our usual place to start is with a grain-free diet. We definitely recommend going grain-free as a first step, trying to identify allergies.
Right.
And I'd say about 70% of the time, just going grain-free is all that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
We use one single protein source in each of our foods. So, you know, there's just chicken or just beef or turkey. We don't mix up the proteins, so it's once you sort of identify whether they can or can't tolerate grain, then you can sort of rotate between different proteins, see if that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets more challenging than that, there are a couple of other options. One is to do basically an elimination diet, which you can do under your vet's guidance. And that involves doing something like turkey and sweet potatoes, just two simple ingredients, feeding those exclusively for a period of 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
And then very gradually, assuming the allergies subside, very gradually introducing additional foods, one every 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can observe and keep a notebook and observe for any allergies sort of flaring up again. And you'll know that, you know, if you introduced oats and the allergies flared up, you'll know that was the culprit.
Right. Right.
There's also a great company here on the West Coast that's just really ramping up, and they're called NutriScan. It's an organization that's spearheaded by Dr. Jean Dodds, who's a very well-known research veterinarian.
Really?
And it's basically a canine saliva test. And Dr. Dodds, you buy the test kit and you collect a little bit of saliva by allowing your dog to chew on a rope toy, which they provide. You then send the rope toy in to Dr. Dodds, and she analyzes the saliva, and she can pinpoint what they have tolerance or intolerance to.
Wow, that's great information.
If you're really struggling.
What is the
name? There's our next interviewee.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with Dr. Dodds. I attended a seminar with her, and I know she's an expert in thyroid disease. She's wonderful, and she does take a more holistic approach than your average veterinarian. Thank you so much for that information. I'm about ready to just go on the computer and contact her. Karen, you have any more questions?
Okay.
We have about a minute and a half.
Well, you know, I'd like for you to give our audience again the website, and maybe you can tell us a few of the big box stores that might carry your food on the East Coast.
In New Jersey, specifically.
Or in New Jersey.
We don't typically sell through the big box stores. We really, because we're a small family-owned business, we really like to support the independent resellers.
Good for you.
We're in some of the smaller chains like Pet Life. I'm not sure if you have any of those in the New Jersey area.
Mm-hmm. How about Pet Value? Do they carry your food?
We are actually starting with Pet Value. They have it in the majority of the U.S. stores and a number up in Canada as well. So,
mm-hmm.
So we do have it in those. The other big box resellers we tend to steer clear of. And we really like to support the independent stores too, and the holistic vets. And we have groomers, doggy daycares and places like that, you sell the food.
Lucy, let us know what Lucy. The website is once again, so if our, okay. our audience wants to go to your website to find out exactly where they could buy it or if they could buy it from you.
Very quickly, because we've got to go.
Yeah, it's www.thehonestkitchen.com.
Couldn't be easier. Lucy, thank you so much for joining us today. It was wonderful speaking with you. And I'm going to really take you up on all this information. So I hope everybody goes to the website, www.thehonestkitchen.com. And I hope you join Karen and me next Thursday from 10 to 10:30 on Thursday in the Doghouse. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye. Take care.
I'm glad you're home.